Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So I don't know why I'm confessing this to you. It's probably because I just need to get this off my chest. I've never told anyone this because I have done some shameful, shameful things. So, this is my confession. The confession about how I turned into a mommy that's a predator. I'm even so ashamed saying that. So fucking ashamed. But I'm going to explain how it happened, and maybe, just maybe, you'll understand why I turned into what I did. So it all started when I gave birth to the most perfect little boy. I was so fucking in love with this kid. It's just amazing how you give birth, you know, you give birth for the first time and you're so fucking scared. You're like, how the fuck am I supposed to be a mother? I'm still a kid myself, even though I was in my 20s. Like, I still felt like a kid, you know? So I give birth, and then all those doubts and those nerves just went away. And I had this perfect little boy in front of me. And immediately, it's like I knew how to be a mother. And he was a perfect baby. It was just me, him, and his father. And the really fucked up thing, the first fucked up thing that happened, was really just curiosity. So I was changing his diaper, you know, when he was just a few weeks old. And I just couldn't help but, you know, when you're changing a diaper, your focus is on the genitals, right? I mean, and I just kept looking at them. And this first time I've seen, like, a little baby penis. And I was just so, it just was so cute. And, of course, I had bathed him and wiped him clean. But one day, it got stiff. This baby boy of mine, his little baby penis got stiff. And I just couldn't help it. Like, I just wanted to, like, feel it. So at first, you know, I had the mind to get a baby wipe. I held that baby wipe in my fingers and I just squeezed it, you know, like, and in my mind, I wasn't doing anything wrong because I wasn't touching him. I had the wipe in my hand. I mean, that's okay, right? I just squeezed it. I wanted to feel what his little baby penis felt like. And admittedly, I felt really fucked up. Like, I immediately took my hand off, put his diaper on, and I'm like, get yourself together. Like, you're not going to touch your son like that again. And I just kind of decided to put it away in my brain. But of course, it didn't go away. Every time I changed his diaper, every time that adorable, tiny little penis got hard and stiff, my mind was like, touch it. Touch it, touch it. Like, I just wanted to touch it. And so finally, one day, not too long after that first time, I touched my son's little penis with my hand, and I was obsessed with it. It was so stiff and so adorable. And I just held it in my fingers, and I wondered if I kind of finger stroked it, would I make him feel good? And then I kept going. I kept finger stroking. And that adorable little baby boy of mine just was like, just smiling and cooing. And so I figured I wasn't doing anything that hurt him. I thought I was making him feel good. And I just kept finger stroking his little baby penis. It's so fucked up, right? It's so fucked up. And, you know, a few minutes went by, and that angel on my shoulder was like, get yourself together, you fucking molester. That's what I was molesting my baby. But like, it didn't feel like I was molesting him because he wasn't crying. I wasn't hurting him. It felt like natural. It felt like I was loving on him. But I did listen to that voice and I quit doing it and really just kind of forgot about it because it really did make me feel icky inside. I didn't want to be a child molester. I wanted to be a good mom. But then he got, you know, a few months older. And the breastfeeding, oh God, the breastfeeding. When he got like, you know, a couple months old, his mouth got stronger, you know? And fuck, that little boy, my pussy throbbed the whole time. My son sucked on my boob. It was like the best nipple play I'd ever experienced. My husband didn't even know how to suck on my nipple like that. It was so fucking hot. And that's when I'm so ashamed to say it. That's when more molesting happened. He would be, you know, in my arms, suckling, feeding himself. And then I would open that diaper. I just couldn't help it because he had me so fucking turned on. I was soaking wet from my own baby son, infant, sucking on my nipple. And I was so turned on that I started molesting that little penis again. And he never cried, like I said. I thought it made him feel good, so I kept doing it. I kept touching him. It was like, I figured it's mommy son bonding time, like skin to skin contact, my hand on his baby penis. It was like our breastfeeding ritual. Mommy took her tit out. My sweet little boy sucked the milk out. And mommy played with his penis. And all those tight, taut little boy balls, little infant balls. God, they were so fucking adorable. How could I keep my hands off of him? And so that's how he spent the first year of his life, getting fondled by his mother. And I thought, you know, I can't do this anymore after this because when he gets old enough to know, he can't know that I molested him. That's fucked up. I knew I was doing fucked up things, but God, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I was just loving on him. So, you know, of course, like a drug addict, you can't just put something down like that, try to quit cold turkey. So he kept breastfeeding until he was 3, and I kept molesting him. And he always liked it. He always, you know, just kept sucking on my nipple. He kept feeding off my breast milk, and I would fondle him. It just didn't feel that wrong, especially after so long, 3 years of this. 3 years. And then I decided I wanted more. When his dad wasn't at home, I would undress completely, undress myself, undress him, and I'd bring him into my bed, my little three-year-old. And I would just kind of lay him on top of me, right on top of my naked body. And I would keep touching him and just loving on him, getting turned on. And he loved this too. It was like some special mommy son cuddle time. And then I started kissing him. I started making out with my little toddler. And then I started teaching him about my body. I would let him kind of play with my breast. Of course, he was, you know, he breastfed probably too long, but he loved my breast. It wasn't like something he'd never seen, but he loved to just like play with them and, you know, jiggle them. It was so cute. So fucking adorable, really. And then I would show him my pussy. And this is really fucked up. It's so fucked up. Like, I can't even believe I'm telling someone about this. But I taught my three-year-old how to rub my pussy. I showed him exactly where to rub, where it made mommy feel the best. I even taught him how to finger me. My own three-year-old son fingering me. And he loved mommy's wet hole. And God, I loved him inside of me. It filled my body with so much fucking pleasure and like naughtiness. I was addicted to it. I was addicted to teaching my son how to pleasure me. And I would come. It wouldn't take long. It was just the sight. I was seeing his adorable little fingers and hands on me, and he was so curious. He'd have his cute little eyes just stuck on my pussy, like just looking at it and studying it and rubbing it. And God, I would come all over his hand, all over it. And that's when he knew to stop, when mommy squirted all over his little hand and on his arm. And I would make him lick it up. That's fucked up, isn't it? I made him lick up my pussy squirt. And like a piece of me was even more turned on by this, because I thought in my mind, I'm thinking, that's right. Get addicted to your mom's pussy. Lick it up. Taste it. Get addicted to it. It's your new kind of breast milk to feed on mommy's pussy. That's fucked up. It's so wrong. But again, it didn't feel that fucked up. I didn't feel like I was raping him or making him do something like terrible, you know, traumatizing him. It felt like the most natural thing to do. Just spending bonding time with my son and like, you know, just enjoying each other. And then after I would come, I would take his adorable little toddler penis and I'd stroke it. And then I showed him how mommy can kiss it. And I sucked him for I don't know how long. There were times I sucked him and he was sleeping. I would come up from sucking his little child cock and he'd be sleeping because I couldn't keep my mouth off of him. I love the way he tasted. I love the idea that my mouth was wrapped around my son's own little 3-year-old cock. I couldn't fucking stop. I was addicted to my son. I loved him so much. I loved sucking him off. And I know I wasn't going to get any orgasms or anything, but it felt so fucking good. And again, he didn't cry. He didn't tell me no. Was it rape? I don't think so. I was just loving on him, kissing him. So that lasted for a while, just, you know, toddler and mommy bonding time. And then when he got a little older, like kindergarten, first grade, I started getting more sexually aggressive with him. But again, I'll start this with, never did he cry. Never did he say no. It felt right. We would, you know, do our usual playing with each other, oral. But then I just had to get more of him inside of me. I started having him push deeper into me with his hand, like teaching him how to fist me with his tiny little hand. And it really wasn't fisting, right? Because he's a fucking child. So it was like a dildo. My son's arm was my fucking dildo. And I would teach him just how to just penetrate me, and he'd just be punching up into my cunt. Just he did so good. He loved it. He really did. He had a smile on his face. And again, it worked. He was addicted to mommy's pussy squirt. He would do that until I squirt all over his fucking arm. His arm would be soaked. He'd pull his little arm out and it'd be so creamy and so fucking wet, and he'd lick it up. And I'd rub my clit watching him lick my pussy squirt off of him and come again. I'd never been so sexually alive. I'd never come this much. I wanted to fuck him every single fucking day. I mean, there were times where he would come home from school and I'd bring him in my bedroom immediately. Like, no questions, how was your day? I'd take him into my room and immediately have our special time together. I couldn't get enough of him. I fucking just loved every second of it. And his little, you know, his little kindergarten cock was still so tiny. So I couldn't like wait until he got older, because I knew I was going to have him fuck me. I knew it. I wanted it. I craved it. I craved my son's cock inside of me, but I needed more time. He was still so little, you know, but God, I call it made love, because that's what it was. We made love so fucking much. And at this point in my life, I knew. I was a pedophile, and I hate saying that word. Yes, if fucking my little son means I'm a pedophile, yes, I'm a fucking pedophile. I'm the biggest pedo mom, because I fucked my son almost daily. And it got so bad that my husband left me, because, you see, he never caught us. But I have a feeling he thought something was going on, because let me tell you, me and my son were so close. He loved me so much. He was such a mommy's boy. Such a mommy's boy. He wanted to always be sitting beside me. He wanted to always go in my room and shut the door away from Dad. And it really created, you know, some distance between me and my husband. And I didn't fucking care. I felt like I was in a relationship with my little elementary school age son. So I was, in my mind, I was pretty much like, fuck him. I don't care about my husband. He can move out. That means I can fuck my son more. That means we can walk around naked. That means I can take my son and lay him on the kitchen counter and suck his little child cock whenever I fucking wanted. So yeah, I didn't care that my husband left me. It actually was great. Once my husband was out of the picture, as soon as my baby boy got home from school, he took off his clothes. I didn't have clothes on. We just lounged around our home naked, just so we could touch each other whenever we wanted. I had successfully turned my son into this little sexualized little boy. He would just come up to me in the middle, you know, I'd be cooking, and he'd come up and he'd just start adorably grabbing my ass or grab on mommy's tits. It was so fucking adorable. Or if he was playing his video game, I would come over and just start, you know, softly stroking his little child cock. This is how we lived for a really long time, just enjoying each other, touching each other, kissing each other. It was so perfect. I was so glad my husband was gone because I was able to touch and fuck my child whenever I wanted to. We hadn't had penetration yet because, again, this is around the time he was still in elementary school. So adorable, perfect little penis was still too small, but I couldn't wait. I could not wait for that thing to give me cum. I was so desperate for it. I tried Googling when this happened, and Google would give me this long age range. I had no idea when it was supposed to happen. God, I couldn't wait to make my son squirt cum. Oh my God, I was so hungry for it. I wanted to taste his little boy come. I was obsessed with how different it must taste compared to grown man come. I wanted it so fucking bad. I know that I started really probably stroking his cock too much because I was so excited. I couldn't wait to capture that first moment when that perfect little child cock came for me and like squirted out cummies because I wanted to lick every fucking drop of it. I wanted to be my son's cum slut so fucking bad. And finally, I would say he was around 10 years old, and it happened. Oh, it happened, and it was so fucking hot. I was stroking him, you know, one of our favorite bedtime activities, and he was getting a little bit more squirmy, you know, like something was different. And I knew how to make that boy come. I knew how to make him orgasm. You know, before this night, everything was dry. But this night, oh my God, that perfect little thing, that adorable hairless little penis just squirted out those first drops of cum, and I devoured it. I devoured my son's cum, and I was so fucking proud of him. I celebrated with him because I had taught him that that's what would happen. He would squirt out cum. And oh my God, it tasted so fucking good. I didn't brush my teeth that night. I wanted to taste him in my mouth the rest of the night. I wanted to wake up and hope his little boy cum was in my mouth. Oh my God, I was hooked. I was hooked, and I didn't, still, to this point, I didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong. My son was happy. I was happy. Who the fuck cares if someone thinks I'm being some sick sex offender, predator, or pedophile, or whatever? I didn't fucking care. I loved my son, and to me, it felt like that was mine. He was mine to enjoy. And he loved it. I loved it. He didn't, like, he never said no. So fuck that. I just decided that was my attitude. Fuck that. You know, like, the laws, the world can tell us that this incest sex is wrong. Well, fuck that. I don't care because this feels so fucking good and natural. And so our life really changed when my boy went through puberty. And I knew this was it. This was the time my son can finally fuck me. My son can finally enter into my pussy, my son loving pussy, my incest crazed pussy. I was so fucking excited because I knew we would be fucking even more once he felt mommy's wet hole. God, I wanted him. I wanted him inside me so badly. And the first time he did, oh, he came so quickly. I didn't care. I didn't fucking care because, God, it felt amazing. It felt so amazing to have that little 12-year-old cock inside of me and to feel his cum enter me. Fuck, it was the hottest thing I'd ever experienced. I didn't care if I didn't come. I didn't care he lasted seconds. God, it was so fucking hot. And me and that boy, we fucked every day, before school, after school, several times after school. Sometimes I would wake him up in the middle of the night, just, you know, on top of him. We slept in the same bed. I would wake him up, putting his penis right inside of me, riding him until he woke up. We fucked all the time. And he was happy. I was happy. Nothing was fucking wrong. And this will prove to you how happy my son was. And of course me. Is that he spent the rest of his childhood up until 18. Happy to be having sex with his mom. We fucked every day, you know, when he lived in the home. He never told anybody. He never said anything was wrong. We never got caught. So I think that's proof right there. And when he started getting in his older teens, he started getting girlfriends. And I'll admit that was challenging for me because if I had my way, he would stay in my home until I died fucking my pussy. Like, full on, I understood why incest is a thing. I wanted to keep him forever. But I also love my son. I wanted the best for him. So I came to terms with the girlfriends, and I'll admit, I still fucked him when he had girlfriends. He wanted to. How could I say no? I mean, his cock was always my cock. That's mine. My son's cock is all mommy's. And he knew that. But he went to college. And God, did I miss him. Oh, I miss my baby boy. But we, you know, we stayed close and we would actually have Skype sessions together. He loved keeping me a secret and I loved keeping him a secret. But he eventually got married to a really nice girl and was very happy for him. And again, we still fuck. We fucked before he got married, like before he walked down that aisle. He had come inside of me. He probably smelled of my pussy. Because again, that boy is mine. But, you know, yeah, I let him cheat on his wife with me, his mother, but we'll never stop fucking. We'll never stop fucking because we love each other. And yeah, I feel like it feels you know, taboo and wrong, and that's probably why we still do it. But I know we still do it because we love each other. But I am happy to announce that I am now a grandmother here recently, just a few weeks ago, and he actually has a baby girl. So yeah, I'm a grandmother, and he just called me to let me know that he's planning on doing the same thing with his daughter, touching her, bonding with her, and loving her the way that his mom loved him. And I have to admit, I've been rubbing myself furiously ever since he's told me that, thinking about him going through this same experience.